Now, let's go to Washington, D.C., and Linda Kenyon.
There she's coming soon. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John and Robin.
Yeah.
It's speaking about Washington, it's really being washed out today. We have torrential downpours, temperatures in the 40s, which may seem like, you know, springtime to you guys, but yesterday it was in the 80s.
Wow. Jeez, that's a big difference.
Well, we're under a high wind warning here. Maybe they're saying gusty winds up to 70 miles an hour. It has gotten hasn't gotten to half of that yet, but
all the schools are shut down today.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow.
Yeah. It's because of potential power outages and all of that kind of a thing. So
well, let me just say that Montanans are much more hardy folk than the people here in Washington, D.C.
Well, of course.
Well, let's see. Congress isn't in town, are they?
The House is out, I believe. The Senate is in. And it'd be nice, you know, if they were all in at the same time, then they could perhaps work together, although they haven't really worked together in a very long time, to put it bluntly. Nonetheless, the Senate has been debating the SAVE Act, which is a voting bill that the president says must pass, and he will sign it first and foremost before anything else. And we've got some members of the Senate who are saying, "Yeah, no, we're not gonna pass it." So that's one of the major wrangling situations going up on Capitol Hill right now. So are the rise in oil prices. So the president has a lot on his hands, as he always does. But there's a lot of pushback on Capitol Hill toward what the president is doing in Iran and otherwise.
Okay, now the Save America Act. If it doesn't pass, will it change the way elections are run at all?
No. The problem is, by the way, the Save America Act stands for Safeguard American Voter Eligibility. The president says it's the most important piece of legislation ever. It is something that could affect the outcome of the midterm election. So it is very important to the president, who hopes to maintain his party's control in both the House and the Senate. And with everything else going on right now, he's very mindful that there's some pushback, and he has the potential to lose the majority in one or two of those houses of Congress. So what the president has done is he says that you have to show a voter ID, you have to be a U.S. citizen, all of those things may seem perfectly fine, except there's a lot of also no mail-in voting. And Senator John Fetterman, who is a Democrat from Pennsylvania, he has on many occasions voted with Republicans. And the Republicans do need his vote on this issue in order for it to pass, assuming every single Republican votes for it, although that's not guaranteed. And right now, Senator Fetterman says he is not going to support it. And he cites in particular the president's outcry against mail-in balloting. He says that Republican-led states have relied on mail-in ballots without any problems. And he said to CBS News yesterday, by the way, he said, this is a quote, "I don't support it in its current form." He said, "The president is constantly critical on mail-in voting, and that's ridiculous. It's safe." Unquote.
Okay, now there are unintended consequences always when something is put into place. Is there a downside to having to, would we all have to show ID once this is passed? And could that cause difficulties for women who have become married since they originally registered to vote?
Well, that question did come out in the White House press briefing earlier this week, and the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, said that was ridiculous because women who have changed their names as a result of marriage can simply go to the Social Security office and to their local election office and provide the proper documentation to get their name changed on the voter rolls. That's very easy to say, but that would also require that they do it in a certain time frame. That they may have jobs that don't allow them time off to go do such things. By the way, I have one of those jobs, and so most of the women that I know. And they say that that would mean that a lot of married women will not be able to vote. And again, the press secretary just said that that was a ridiculous argument. The other thing is the president has tacked on two of his very favorite and frequent talking points to the voter bill. And it is no men playing in women's sports. In other words, no transgender and no transgender surgeries as well. So those two extra items, the no transgender on minors. And that has nothing to do with voting rights, but the president realizes that if he wants those things to pass, he has to put it on a piece of must-pass legislation in order to sort of drag it across the finish line, if you will. Well, that's going to create some social problems as well. There are a lot of parents who do not support that. There are many who do, but nonetheless, it is a divisive issue in many, many cases. And this Save America Act that the president wants first and foremost before anything else could hold up anything else.
Here in Montana, no mail-in ballot would really be a problem. It would disenfranchise, I would say, close to the majority of Native Americans because they live. The ones who live on reservations would have to go, you know, sometimes 50 miles in order to vote, and many of them don't even have the transportation to do that. And then I think about working people. You brought it up, your situation. I'll bring up mine. I don't think I have 2 hours to stand in line in order to cast my vote. I can't take that much time away from my business. And I don't know anybody who can who's in business. So this is really going to create a lot of hardships and make it, I think, so that people simply will not be able to vote.
Right. And two things. One, the other argument was, well, just go on your lunch hour. I haven't had a lunch hour in more than 30 years.
I didn't revive.
And it's just not something that exists, certainly not in this business and not in probably many others. And the other is, and this is a larger issue, this is a constitutional question. The Constitution gives states the right to decide how elections are run in their particular states. That's why Montana has mail-in ballots. That's why other states do not. And some states have a hybrid situation. It is a constitutional requirement that states deal with how elections are run, not the federal government. And this is a bill that would have the federal government run control. So you can imagine that it will create some lawsuits. And certainly, as a result, it could delay any implementation of said SAVE Act if it were to pass. But nonetheless, while the president says that this is the only thing people are interested in, we are not really expecting that that is in fact the case. I think people are more interested in, at this point, the war against Iran, or the lack of health care, or, you know, oil prices, or so many other issues. But the president, this is very important to him, and you can understand why.
Yeah.
Because this could create a situation where if he loses control of the House and the Senate, he could lose control of his agenda.
Well, I'm just looking at oil prices now, and they're racing toward $100 a barrel very quickly. The West Texas Intermediate crude oil is up $8.59, just real close to $96 a barrel. Brent crude oil, which is on the national scale, is up $7.27. That is pushing $97 a barrel. And then you look at the stock market, the Dow is now down 634 points. The economy is not responding well to this war in Iran.
The president responded to that by saying it is, quote, a short-term excursion. In other words, he said what we're doing in Iran had to be done, and it will have long-term positive implications. Basically telling the American people, just hang on, this will be over soon. But what does that mean? You know, initially it was 2 to 4 weeks before this war in Iran was over. Now the White House press secretary told us that the war is over. Statement, it depends on when the president says it's over. And the president has not said it's over or that it's over anytime soon, although certainly everybody hopes that it's over soon. There will, as you put it, be unintended consequences. There will always be an issue where Iran will strike back, perhaps when we least expect it, maybe on civilian soil, on U.S. soil. In California, for example, we've heard that Iran was planning an attack against an area in California. There could be sleeper cells. There could be all sorts of things And Iran and the Middle East has a very long-term memory and could come back to attack at some time. And that is a major concern, especially for a lot of people who supported President Trump, who said that he was not going to get the U.S. in any, in his words, forever wars. This could, in fact, be one, or, maybe it will be over in 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Ayatollah has different plans on when the war will be over, and he isn't even interested in a ceasefire at this point.
No, he's not. You can imagine that he wouldn't be. But the president was in Ohio and Kentucky yesterday. He flew into Cincinnati area. By the way, Cincinnati, Ohio, for those of you who don't know, is actually the greater Cincinnati airport is actually in Kentucky. So it was easy to go from Ohio to Kentucky in the same day. And in Hebron, Kentucky, yesterday, after he visited a business in Ohio, he stated that the U.S. military has done a tremendous job. It has knocked out the Iranian Navy, the Air Force, the radar, the missiles, the counter, intelligence, anti-aircraft fire, et cetera, et cetera, mine-laying boats, and that he could take out all the rest of the targets if he wanted within an hour. Yesterday, he said, if I wanted to, I could end this afternoon.
You know, I kind of remember the same kind of thinking back when we did the shock and awe in Iraq. And, we were able to get in there, and it wasn't long before we were able to do a regime change. Saddam Hussein was done and hanged. But what we got in return was ISIS.
Yeah, for a reaction, there's a reaction, right?
Yeah.
And that's really a concerning prospect.
Linda, as always, we appreciate your great reporting, and thank you for drilling down for us this morning.
You are welcome. You have a great day.